Chapter 7, Shattered Dreams. Little Ron's eyes glistened as they peered through what remained of the fading day's light. The sun dropped out of sight, bringing another day to a close. Happiness was shown in those sparkling blue eyes of his. He smiled that special smile as his mother reached out for him. Oh, how she loved her little four-year-old bundle of energy. What a special bond was theirs, even with five other children that she also loved. His mother swooped him up in her arms, held him so close. "Ronnie," she whispered, "Mommy and Daddy and Aunt Sally are going out tonight. Aunt Lana is here to watch you guys." Ronnie pulled away. His mom wiped a small tear away from his bright blue eyes. Sadness came over his innocent little face. His brothers and sisters joined him. Together, they said goodbye to their loving mother. "Oh, precious children," she said, "don't worry. I will be home soon, I promise. I haven't told you many times I would never leave you." With that, she hugged them all, and a giggle burst forth from Ron that seemed to fill the whole room. Well, he had a way of doing that. His happiness was so contagious, it seemed to make even the cruelty of his father tolerable by all. That special bond he and his mother shared somehow let him live outside the yelling, the hitting, the always having to perform or suffer for it life. She put him down, gave a quick smile to them all as she disappeared out the door and into the waiting car. Ron turned now with a wink in those twinkly eyes of his. This little four-year-old ran headlong into the midst of his brothers and sisters, laughing as he did. There's an innocence they couldn't know. It would be the last time they would see their beloved mother alive. Later that night, they were all awoken from what seemed a peaceful sleep to the sound of crying adults. All around, there was a heaviness in the air that made it hard to even breathe. Ron only picked up bits and pieces of what his brothers and sisters, being older and more understanding than he. A car accident, he heard? "She's dead? Who's dead?" he wondered. "And what's that mean?" Something grew inside his little heart, and he pushed through everyone to Aunt Lana, now seeing Aunt Sally with her, his little eyes no longer glistening, darting back and forth in empty faces. He blurted out above the noise of the room, "Where's my mommy? I want my mommy." Silence filled that room like a cloud for what seemed like forever. Aunt Sally dropped to one knee and looked in the little boy's eyes. "Mommy's not coming home, Ronnie. She has gone away to a better place." A look came over Ron's face now that no one had ever seen before. With an attitude of a child far older than four, he said, "No, that's not true. Mommy promised me she would never leave us." Those words cut like a knife through every mother in that room. You could hear the pain, sense the fear, hear the desperation in this little boy's voice. They all searched deep inside, but none could give this child the words to break the devastation that overtook him. This started a chain of events in Ron's life that would forever mark him. Abandonment seemed to follow him from this point forward. Without his mother's assurance, the performance-based acceptance his father so pushed became his measure of success. He lived his life this way, sadly judging others the same way. He trusted no one. He found it hard to build relationships with any real depth, wanted no one to hurt him like the loss of his mother did. He, however, never forgot how she spoke that promise she gave so many times. "If this is love, I want none of it," he said, and found none of it existed in his life. Yet love, true love, was what his heart so sought and needed. This wanting to love, but never being able to accept or recognize it, led to several broken relationships, many painful divorces. Somewhere through it in the darkness of his heart still lived that little boy with his loving heart. That boy who wanted to show love and receive love now searched for answers, but from where? Silence broken by laughter sweet, a child's playing at your feet. You find you're now laughing too, not caring at all what others do. His happiness affects us all. He touches people, both big and small. Within him lives a love so pure, it seems somehow to be the cure for all the sadness that we see and all that's wrong with you and me. His innocence and love complete, he affects all he's apt to meet. But with suddenness, this innocence is lost. That little heart, now broken, has paid the cost. Yes, lost is the source of its power. That warm, sweet heart is now cold and sour. What once filled others' hearts with glee is empty now. How can this be? Did it die, this love within? Can it come back? Will it live again? Was it based only on things outside? What made this love hide within the recesses of a broken heart? Is it still there, or did it depart? People avoided, not wanting them to know. If they get too close, your emotions might show. Even as love tries to break through day to day, you wonder how can you ever go on this way. You know there's an answer, but it's not clear. Yet sometimes you sense it's very near. Just out of sight, just out of reach. Will anyone show you? Can anyone teach? A way to make that love grow strong? You feel your fear and know it's wrong. But to walk again with a heart of love, it'll take a healing that's from above.